You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire, finally on today's show. Okay, so the UK election has been pretty dull so far, not a lot happening, but a new voter registration movement called Grime for Corbyn has lit up the campaign. So, what is it all about? I filed this report explaining this new social media phenomenon.
The UK election campaign is in full swing as we head towards the big day on June 8. However, a social media campaign called Grime for Corbyn has taken the attention away from policy and placed it onto Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's newfound popularity amongst UK grime artists and fans.
Not me and it's shut down. Ring ring pussy, it's shut down. Hey. Fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it's shut down. Touch the road and it's shut down. Boy, better know when it's shut down.
If you are not aware, Grime for Corbyn is a new online voter registration campaign aiming to get young people to sign up to vote. All they need to do is enroll to vote, and with it they get a chance to win tickets to grime concerts. The UK has a youth voting problem, with only around 40% of people under 24 voting at the last election. Hence why campaigns like Grime for Corbyn are attempting to change things when it comes to getting young people's voices heard. This is the music that gets played to you when you first enter the Grime for Corbyn website.
The sixth largest economy in the world, 4 million children are in poverty, 6 million workers are paid less than the living wage. And if, like me, you believe we can do things far better, then help us build support for a genuine alternative that would invest in our future, a more prosperous future in which the wealth...
But why grime exactly? A music scene that until recently was on the margins of the UK music industry. Well, just in the last year, many grime MCs have come out pledging their support for Corbyn. This started with South London MC Novelist, followed by Stormzy, Akala, and just last week, JME, who even met with Corbyn.
JME, obviously, Jamie Adenuga. I'm here today to speak to Jeremy Corbyn. First of all, what I would like to get from this is to get people to register to vote. That's my main goal. Before you vote, I want you to find out who you should be voting for and why you're voting for them. Have your reasons for why you're voting for someone, no matter who it is. What I've seen of him seems so genuine. It feels like I'm going to meet like one of my mum's friends. I don't know what it's going to be like, but hopefully it's just genuine and I can have a normal conversation with him.
JC, what's going on, man?
Handshake, bro. Lovely to see you.
Thanks for coming along.
No, thank you for having me, bro. Oh. Seriously. I have to admit, I've never spoken about politics before. I haven't really ever told anyone to vote. In fact, I've even told people not to vote. I've said, there's no point, like I told you before. But this time around, I think there's a difference, and I hope something good can come of it.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to find out what change does he hope somebody like me will see? And he definitely said, health service, education, things that are important. The main thing is to make sure people remember to register to vote. That's the most important thing.
We both do it together.
Together?
Okay, cool.
I'm Jeremy. Make sure together, yeah.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Jeremy.
Make sure you register to vote.
Almost.
This is real, and there's a chance to make a change now, which is sick, if you don't mind me saying. So yeah, do your research, and know why you're voting for, who you're voting for, and then you can go and vote.
The support has only intensified since the election was called, with pro-Corbyn grime posters appearing around London, and finally, the voter registration campaign. Grime for Corbyn has also become one of the top trending topics on Twitter, with people posting memes of Corbyn associated with the grime scene. This included one where the Labour leader is superimposed on the album cover of Dizzy Rascal's Boy in the Corner, arguably the greatest grime album of all time. The deadline to register to vote closed yesterday, and since the election was called 5 weeks ago, 2.3 million people have registered. Whether Grime's support for Corbyn will result in a higher youth vote turnout and indeed translate into votes for the Labour Party will be known come election day. In the meantime, enjoy the man himself launching his Grime career with his own personal homage to Stormzy. Sam Smith for 95BFM News.
Right, state your name, cuz.
Corbsy, innit?
And what are we doing today?
Rapping, innit?
Yeah.
Fucking rapping, innit?
Yeah, fire in the park, let's go.
May thinks she's better than me. Tell her to shut up.
Shut up.
She thinks she's got me beat.
Teresa, shut up.
Shut
up. How can you be better than me?
Shut up.
Shut up.
You think you're the queen?
Teresa, shut up.
Couple man called me backbencher. 30-odd years as a backbencher. I'm no longer a backbencher, but Owen Smith is a backbencher. Angela Eagle, backbencher. Man, wanna chat about backbencher? Socialist like me with a beard, I'm a vegan. How the fuck can I eat meat? Party hasn't got my back. I can't run when I'm under attack. Meet with the PLV and they're all mad. Party's done, everybody go back. Apart from the Lib Dems, you lot stay. Might need a coalition to beat May. Tell a man register today and vote Labour on June the 8th. Yeah, that's the day I'll have won. I'll make jam like Bon Maman. Tory campaign costs overrun. It feels like a bit of a con. But where the f*** is Tom Watts on? Or for that matter, Alan Johnson. I really don't think it's on. They'd go missing for an election.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.